It's the Mike Tech Show, show number 764, the final show of 2020. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the podcast. I'm your host, Mike Smith. Thank you very much for downloading and subscribing to the show. Please visit the main website at miketechshow.com. You can email questions and suggestions for show topics at miketechshow@gmail.com. You can leave me a voicemail message on Skype. The name is Mike Tech Show, all one word. Follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/MikeTechShow, and also facebook.com/MikeTechShow. This show is brought to you by Instant House Call. Remotely support your customers unattended and on demand through firewalls. Try it free by clicking on the link on my website at miketechshow.com. Use the promo code MikeTechShow for your free 15-day trial. This show is also brought to you by MagnusBox. For secure, reliable online backups, everything that you need as a reseller to sell and have secure backups that you know you can depend on. As a matter of fact, I had to restore an important case file that a client, we don't know what happened to it. Did he delete it? Did he move it? Because we certainly couldn't find it. And MagnusBox to the rescue, went right up into the dashboard, recovered everything that was this week, and you couldn't believe how happy he was. So this was a very, very important case for him. It works across all platforms, Windows, Windows Server, Mac, Linux. Go to MagnusBox.com, request a demo, check it out. And if you mention that you heard it on the Mike Tech Show, your first 3 months, the platform for fee is half price. Go check it out, MagnusBox.com. Tonight's show for New Year's Eve. First, we have some emails following up on some topics that have been over the last couple shows. So we're going to kind of wrap that up with a couple links very quickly, some great emails. Then I have a question from a listener and some comments from the listener. So we're going to wrap up email, and then the rest of the show, I'm going to talk about my 2020 and observations and some things. So I think it'll be a good show. Let's start out with this email from Andrew, and it's just, he's got show 763 questions. I wanted to email you about two things that came up in show 763. The first thing is the issue you have with Outlook and MHT files opening in Internet Explorer. I thought I was going to have the answer on this, but after testing, I unfortunately do not. I may direct you in the right direction, though. I do some cybersecurity work for my company, and one of the things we sometimes do is change the file associations for certain file types that are known to be abused and have malware distributed through them. MHT and MHTML files are some of those. I knew that if you run the command associate.mht equals TXT file, you can change MHT files to open with Notepad instead of Internet Explorer. So naturally, I thought that I could get it to open with Chrome or Firefox. I'm going to pause for a second. That's exactly what I thought. And that's why I brought it up in the show. Using a file association command, unfortunately, in my testing, this is not the case. For some reason, it seems Microsoft explicitly has something in place where no other browser can open MHT files, or no other browsers have coded their browsers to do this. For the sake of time, I won't go in depth on the things I did to test this. But for example, you can go to a website in Google Chrome, save the web page as MHTML file. You will see you can't even reopen that in Chrome. It opens in Internet Explorer. During my research of this, I found an article from Mozilla that explains how to set Firefox as a default browser through group policy, and it mentions MHT and MHTML files. I did not test this, though. You know, I have not done that through a group policy, and he has a link here, and that'll be the first link in the show notes. I absolutely will try that, because when you do it through the normal file associations, it doesn't. Why would Microsoft, that has abandoned Internet Explorer for Edge, they're no longer doing updates, websites aren't supporting Internet Explorer anymore, yet the latest, greatest version of Outlook and all Outlooks prior will only open those associations, regardless of what you do, in Internet Explorer? That defies logic. I don't understand. And I threw that out there hoping, and Andrew, I'm so glad you went through this because it's driven me crazy. I don't get it. Why would Microsoft not do this and still have a legacy attachment to Internet Explorer? I can't get my brain around that. So he continues. The second thing I wanted to mention was that for Ian, who wanted a way to see a list of computer names a user has that logged in into on the Active Directory, I have used this PowerShell script below for this before. Thank you, Mike. Love the show. Andrew, thank you so much. I didn't get a chance. I am going to send that to my the listener who asked that. That is an awesome, awesome question. A question from Dexter in the chat. He asked me, did I try opening the MHT or MHTML on a Mac? It's brilliant. So I am going to do that. As a matter of fact, tomorrow I'm emailing my client and saying, hey, send me that email. I'm going to see what it does. I would think that it's going to blow up, that it's not going to open up anything. But if it opens Safari, that would be very interesting. And you could actually read it. So, Andrew, thank you for the email. Dexter, that's a great, great suggestion. Let's keep going. This is from Ed. Here is another product that can back up Office 365 for a small business. I forgot about certain Synology units that didn't support the active backup. This one, and again, it's going to be another link for the show notes, free Office 365 backup tool by Veeam, V-E-A-M software. So we'll give that a try. The final email on Office backups is from Jerry. And Jerry, thank you for sending this in. It is a link that lists all of the Synology models that will work with active backup for Microsoft 365. And guess what? Unfortunately, my model's not in there. So I don't get that. Because I have a nicer model than some of the ones that are listed here with more. I got more memory, dual NIC. I don't get that. Anyway, let's see. All right. Two emails from Nancy. So let's take a look at this. She has a Wi-Fi question for the audience. I have AT&T U-verse, but not fiber to the house. And where I live, I'm extremely lucky to have it. It comes with a residential gateway and built-in Wi-Fi router. I have been able to set up a separate guest network, and it is a genuine separate network with a different network address from the regular network addresses. Occasionally, while I'm watching a movie, I don't notice it happening at other times, but it might. my Wi-Fi will just stop. I have to disconnect, and sometimes I can connect back to my regular network, but sometimes I have to connect to the guest network. Disconnect and then reconnect to the regular network. One suggestion I saw was to rename the 2 gigahertz band on the router. However, when I did that, the guest network disappeared. I can't have that happen because all of my IoT devices are on the guest network, and I want guests to be able to see the guest network. The only device on my regular network right now are my printer and my NAS and my television until I sit down and figure out how to make the television on the guest network talk to the Plex server on the NAS. That's never going to happen if you're on the guest network. Devices will not talk to each other across the networks. What they're going to do is you need to have any device that needs to talk to a device, they have to be either on the private side or the guest side. At the times when this happens, I also see hidden network disappear in my list of available wireless networks to join. Any idea what's going on and how to make it stop going on? I have an idea, but unfortunately, it will take some extra money. I never like the default router that you get with your internet provider. I've never been happy, whether it's been Comcast, Verizon. Although I do like my Frontier router that I talked about when I arrived in Florida and got Frontier Fios, been very happy. But even if I have that, I still add my ASUS router, and then I just run a network cable. I sit it right beside the regular router, but that's the one that I use for all of my wireless networking. And that's exactly what I'm doing in my house down here. Everything goes to that network. And I don't even use the network that and the Wi-Fi that's provided. No, I use the network, but I don't use the Wi-Fi that's provided with the ISP. I do the same thing in Pennsylvania, where I have two ASUS routers at opposite ends of the house that are roaming connected to each other, so this way I can go anywhere in the house and I have a good Wi-Fi connection with portable devices. Some advice here. You take your 2.6 gigahertz and your 5 gigahertz SIDs and you make them the same name. Every modern device, I don't care what it is it an iPhone, is it an iPad, I don't, an Amazon Alexa, which she probably just woke up over there beside me. Any device, when you go to put it on a Wi-Fi, it will pick the best connection. So why should you try to pick, 2.6 gigahertz for this, 2.4 gigahertz for this, but 5 for this one? No, let the device choose that. So it can't hurt for you to change both of them. Have you worked with AT&T UVerse and maybe went back to a factory default? Possible. I'm not sure. But I would get an ASUS router, buy it from Amazon, use our link, and if it doesn't work, box it up and send it back. But you have nothing to lose by trying another really good Wi-Fi access point and put that, connect it, and then use that, and then use the guest network for that. I think you're going to be a lot happier rather than pull your hair out working with this router. And that's my recommendation. Anybody else, please chime in for me so I will send those suggestions to Nancy. She has another interesting email here. A BitLocker warning. This is something I've never heard of, but I have clients in this situation and I am absolutely going to take a look at this. I have a laptop with Windows 10 Pro, not joined to any domain. I don't remember setting it up to use my Microsoft account to log in, but at some point I must have. Gonna pause there. Microsoft's just horrible, horrible guerrilla practices of forcing customers to sign in with their Microsoft account when I've explicitly set them up with a local account. I've had clients, even me on one of my systems, I was like, how did I get tricked into this? I didn't even remember signing in. And all of a sudden, it wasn't my local account. It was my Microsoft account. That's another shame on Microsoft. Logging in with a Microsoft account in a personal laptop automatically enables BitLocker. I never knew that, and I now must examine that on some systems. And by logging in with a Microsoft account, there is no way to turn off BitLocker. In order to turn it off in BitLocker, you must change the login to a local login. And then you can turn off BitLocker. I don't even know BitLocker was enabled until an update went south and I got stuck in a BitLocker boot loop. Since there was no way out of it, I ended up reimaging my system, but I don't store much of my local system on my local system anyway. I used to like the idea of BitLocker, and for some things, I still like the idea of it. I just don't want to use it, and having to reimage to get out of the loop is why. Because I don't store much of my system, I'm too concerned about having the system searched by losing something sensitive in the machine if the machine is stolen. Nancy, I got some comments here. First, I am going to check if BitLocker is enabled, and I recommend everybody doing this. I don't care what your system is. If you you should check after listening to this show, you should go into settings and see if BitLocker is enabled. And that's easy to do on Windows 10. So you click Start and then go Settings, and then you could just type BitLocker. So So Manage BitLocker came up. And right now it says BitLocker is off. Because you could still do Control Panel, all Control Panel items, and then BitLocker Drive Encryption. If it's on, I want you to click and save the encryption file on a USB stick. If you see that it's on, go grab a USB stick, pop it in your machine, check what letter it is, and then save the key to that system, to that USB. So you will never be in that endless loop again, because what you're going to be able to do is... Kate just did a search, no results. Yes, that means it's Windows 10 Home, most likely, which is not included. So what I want you to do is, this is only going to probably be Windows 10 Pro, and if you have Windows 10 Pro, this is your assignment after hearing this. I want you to check if you have BitLocker enabled. Now, if you're a client of mine and I enabled it, I have your backup key stored and protected. One of the other things I always recommend, if you have a laptop, that it be Windows 10 Pro and that you have it BitLocker for the encryption, just for the fact that it could be stolen. You can leave it somewheres. There's so many things that can happen with a laptop, and I don't want someone getting my information. I want it encrypted. Now, if you are part of any kind of compliance, HIPAA, FINRA, PCI, you have no choice. It has to be encrypted. So I don't mind the encryption as long as you do a backup of the key. And now, knowing that Microsoft can possibly pop it on without you wanting it, which they do for so many things, every so often you should check to see whether BitLocker's on and then make sure that you save that backup key. Mike, on a laptop, do you recommend that BitLocker password for personal laptop, not enterprise? Yes. Yes. You absolutely should, even if it's personal, because you don't want to lose it and you don't want someone getting into your data. And because remember, all they got to do is take out a hard drive. It's not encrypted. Just plug it in, you know, to a SATA to USB. Boom, they got everything. So great questions. That's why I was looking forward to that. I was looking forward to answering that. So now I want to take the rest of the time. So we're going to take like 10 minutes or so here and talk about 2020 and especially what I've been going through. So first, let me begin by stating I am very thankful for the profession that I'm in. When this pandemic hit, that I am in a position that I didn't suffer like so many other professions and so many other people in different industries that were impacted. Mine, actually, I increased work. My son was able to do work and not miss a beat. Very thankful for that. So beginning of March, before all the panic hit in, there was just mentions of what was happening in China and everything coming over. And you had that, you had some people in Seattle that had the virus. So a law firm, one of my clients, reached out to me right away and said, "Mike, I predict that everybody in this office is going to be working from home pretty soon." And I hadn't even talked to anybody about this yet. This is the beginning of March, and my son and I began getting everybody in that company working remotely, working with them at home, making sure they had cameras. Webcams were available in the beginning of March. I was able to grab cameras, and I started to think about this, and I even grabbed a few extra. And let me tell you, I have some clients in March that were very, very happy that I was able to resell a webcam. I had wished I had bought a lot more. So now they're set up. All of a sudden, I'm supposed to be traveling to Florida for spring training games for the Phillies, which I do every March. My wife and I had our airline tickets set. I think it was March 14th. We were supposed to fly down. 2 days before, things started getting pretty ugly with the pandemic. And our governor of Pennsylvania declared a shutdown, a lockdown for everybody, and except essential workers. Then at the same day, Major League Baseball canceled all spring training games. So now, why would I travel to Florida? I quickly was on the phone with American Airlines for a long time. They were tremendous and helpful. I was able to contact Marriott and cancel. I lost no money. Except, just an aside, I have yet to be refunded for the lost tickets from Major League Baseball and the Phillies. Shame on them. I have not gotten the refund for the three games that were canceled. So I still have to go after that. Now, that happening, all of a sudden, now with that, with the lockdown happening, we're now in a situation, many of our clients, that's it. They got to move to remote work. So we're helping them get connected with Teams, with Zoom, Skype, old systems that hadn't been booted up in a long time at some houses. They couldn't handle some of the things because they didn't have the technology at their house. They had to get new computers. So I'm now quickly looking for refurbs and computers as IT equipment started getting more scarce and the availability. So I was very fortunate that I had a stack of some decent refurbed equipment, so I was able to provide them to clients. We got everybody that needed right away to get remote access. We were doing that. But I would say that's really our entire, the rest of March and all of April. That's all my son did and I. We worked almost round the clock helping clients and supporting them. Now, let's move into June, July. You know, we were very fortunate in June to be able to find a property that we liked in an over 55 community, and it's an area that we have been looking at for a long time, and we got very lucky. There was a flip happening where the people that were buying this place, it fell through, and I was able to pounce in, and I was working with an agent, And we were doing this remotely, where we were doing virtual tours just using FaceTime as we were looking at different properties. We found this, loved it, and put an offer in. And the offer was accepted. So now we had a choice. We needed to go down to Florida to at least do a physical walkthrough. So they recommended come down for the inspection. So we came down for a few days. We were very careful. When we flew down, we were Southwest, where they kept middle seats open, and there wasn't very many people flying, so it was pretty safe. We go down to Florida, and the inspection turns out great. The closing isn't till the following week, but we were able to do that remotely. So we did that, and now, well, we got an empty house. What are we going to do? We have to start getting some furniture. I want to build my office down here. So enter Carrie Holzman, building me my Beast 2, as he did. I got a great deal on some monitors. I knew my mixer. I had spare mics and cameras, so I was able to bring a lot of things down. Clothes. We drove down in my Highlander, and we packed it to the brim with as much as we could take down, in duplicating everything that we have in Pennsylvania down here. And then, of course, we had to buy furniture. We had to get a bed. Now, two things that we ordered when we had the inspection. One was a bed and had it scheduled for delivery when we were coming back. Second, I had to have Fios because I can't live without decent internet. So Frontier Fios, I was able to order. And by the way, that was the same day, which was the day after we came down. So I was only in a hotel one night. Now, when I say I stay in a hotel, I stay for free because it's Marriott. I live for I keep promising a point show, and we have to do this. I don't do anything unless it helps my points. I sound like George Clooney and Up in the Air. And that's exactly my whole motive. My card, it's all Marriott points. And this way we can travel and do anything we want, and I never pay for a room. So I've been very lucky with that, because I run every bill, everything I can, I run through the one credit card. So now, after we're here for the day, we come back, we're here for delivery. They came early even. It was great. Now you remember my July, because of my rants of not understanding why people in Florida accept poor customer service, and the service was so bad, and I refuse to accept this as a norm. It's just in my DNA. I can't. I refuse. And you know what? I've been rewarded this week. I have some stories of some things I had to do. I'm not going to bore you with them right now, but my faith in man has been restored and service, because I've had some incredible customer service this week on promising to be here to do something and doing it and doing a good job. I have been very happy right now. So you know, if you follow me on Facebook and the shows, there was a level of stress where I was just going insane. My friend Marvin B from MB Systems, who you know, the host of Pod Nuts Pro, which, by the way, little plug, I was on that show yesterday with Paco LeBron at 1:30. I'll make sure there's a link to that show. I also did a Tech Vets this week with Carrie on Tuesday night, and we talked for 2 hours. I got here on Monday. I was wiped out. And already, this is my third show of the week, and I'm loving it. So I'll have links to the Tech Vets, links to the Podnuts Pro. If you're an MSP or in the IT and a reseller, or want to become a reseller of Office 365, the Podnuts Pro episode from yesterday is a must listen. Absolutely. So Marvin tells me all the time, when I would vent about customer service in Florida, he would say, welcome to Florida. And I'm like, no, I won't accept that, which just drove the stress level higher. So now I leave here in July. I come back August 18th. I'll never forget it because it's in the middle of the night. I'm getting up to go to the bathroom and I fall and I break my left shoulder and it gets dislocated and I have to go to the emergency room and they have to put me under to reset to put the shoulder back in its socket. The break, thank God, has been healing and coming along. I'm still doing physical therapy and I started down here in October and continued in Pennsylvania when I got back, and now I'll pick it up again here. So, yes, Kate in the chat, the good thing they put you on. Oh my God, there's no way. And then especially when I think the nurse said, boy, it's a good thing you were under. They thought they had it in and it wasn't, and they had to do it again. Could you imagine going through that pain twice? I can't. I would have passed out. You know, there's no way. This pain from this shoulder being dislocated was the greatest pain that I have ever felt in my entire life. And I've had some ugly accidents where I broke my foot and other things happened. That was the greatest pain I've ever had. The physical therapy is going along. There's still a couple movements I can't do. This is going to sound so trivial, but just being able to reach behind and put a wallet back in my back pocket or use this left hand to help shampoo my head where I'm not using just one hand. So we're clearly making progress, but we need more. I still can't lift the arm over my head as high as I can my right hand. So we're not there yet. So that'll continue. So now, October, I'm down here with son number two, Ryan, and my wife. And we're here for almost the whole month of October because we can. They can work remotely. I am working remotely. I've got everything set up. There's still things to do. And so we were, you know, still getting things set up because we're never done. Never. We go back. We drove back. My wife and I used our American Airlines that we canceled back in March. We were able to schedule Thanksgiving week flying down here. Now, at the time we were scheduling that, I don't know what made me think about this, but that was the scariest moments of the pandemic because there was no such thing as social distancing at the airport. It was jam-packed. The plane was jam-packed. The terminals were jam-packed. It was ugly. Thanksgiving week, it was ugly. And I'm knock wood. I'm so glad, you know, between washing my hands, hand sanitizing, wearing a mask, doing all the precautions that I could. I'm so glad that I didn't get anything from that super spreader holiday. So I'm very fortunate. I kind of had some regrets for that. So now it brings us to December and this month. We wanted to spend Christmas back in Pennsylvania with the grandkids, and we did. But the plan was, right after Christmas, we're driving down here and we're going to stay here for a while. Now, my wife has to go back in March for a few things that she has to do. So she'll be heading back and I'm going to still be here. Now, this is where I'm hoping. I've already talked to Marv. He's going to find a weekend to come up here and hang with me. We'll do a couple shows. I'm going to go down to Fort Lauderdale at one point, you know, and hopefully do a show with him down there. So look for the Florida guys getting together a little more. And I'm looking forward to that. That'll be a lot of fun. I have so much work planned that I am going to be able to talk about coming up. January's booked already. I got multiple projects scheduled for January. We just found out this week that law firm, they're moving to another floor in the building. Now you think, okay, it's just moving to another floor. No, this is a major move of their, they have a physical server, their phone system, their equipment. It's major. It's, you know, they might as well be moving to another state, even though it's just another floor. So we have a ton of work, and it's starting, and knock wood, thank God that we're getting the work, and we're very busy. Two things that I had to become really good at is VPNs and making sure that clients were using a VPN to get back to their Synology or to get back to a server. There were things that we absolutely had to have a VPN for, and there was a huge uptick where I have been setting up and installing OpenVPN. I even did a show on it with the Synology. My Synology at home right now, I can just click on those files and I have access. Remember, I'm a gig up and down here. I'm a gig up and down in Pennsylvania. It's like I'm sitting there being able to connect. Now, as long as there's power in both places and as long as the internet's up, that's phenomenal. As a matter of fact, I've made it so easy to transition going back and forth that all of my files, all of my things are on the Synology. Then what I do is that's backed up in the cloud, Amazon, AWS. Then I also have all my files syncing to OneDrive that I'm working on. So now I always have everything. So if I am set up that if I lose power in Pennsylvania, which is probably a greater chance, then I also have OneDrive. And then something I do, I sync my OneDrive back to locally here just in case I need to work and for some reason there's no internet. So if there's a problem, now knock wood, Frontier Fios here has been good. I'm saving a topic for the new year, hopefully, probably in January. I cut the cord and cut the cable, so to speak. I have no cable TV here. I have no cable TV in Pennsylvania, but you can get local channels. And there is a way to do this efficiently and inexpensively. I'm saving a fortune. And I'm going to share some of the things that I'm doing. I want to do a show with that. I am absolutely going to do a show with Corey Fruitman from Instant House Call on a topic you're going to be like, oh, he's going to talk about Instant House Call. No, we're going to talk about privacy. Him and his wife have de-Googled themselves. I got a great email from Corey today, and I wrote back saying, Corey, we're going to get together in February. He will be a guest on the show, and we're going to do a privacy show. So I have some great plans for 2021 for technology, for talking. I'm still working for clients and still will have stories. And my son is in the trenches. He's the one who gets masked and gloved and heads out into, you know, he's the tribute for my territory and goes out. And I have been very fortunate that he hasn't got infected, but we've had clients that have been infected. And just the timing's been right that he hasn't been there. I have a thermal temperature. I know temperature is not the only thing. I have one in Pennsylvania. I have one here. I'm constantly taking my temperature, and anybody that I'm coming in contact with, if they enter this house, I'm taking your temperature. Sorry, that's the way it is. So if you don't wear a mask, you're not crossing my front door. So that's just the way it is. I am high risk. This isn't political, but when you lose family members to COVID, I'm sorry, it's real. You know, whatever your position is, if you want to believe it's not, fine, I'll take the vaccine, thank you. So I want everybody, hopefully this will be a better year, but we know we're going to have some serious months here because the holidays. These are all super spreader events that people are going to be infected. The airports, they're still crowded. It's insane. I'll get off my soapbox, but please be safe. Protect yourself. And if you don't care, protect me. Protect the older population that you interact with. That's what I want you to have the consideration for. Just protect them. So I think you will be, even if you don't believe in anything happening, just wear the mask for the people you love. That's all. That's all we're asking. So anyway, that's something that, you know, and I know some people in the chat have lost people. We have now lost some people. So with this happening, you know, you really wake up, you know, and you start to, you got to step things up to protect people around you and to protect yourself. That's all I'm going to say on that. I want to wish everybody a happy new year. Whenever you listen to this, whether you're listening to it live right now, or I will post it up on New Year's Day, and then I will tweet and Facebook that it's posted up. I want everybody to work hard at following your dreams, no matter what's going on. You can make it work. Adapt and find a way to keep moving forward. And there's so many bad things, but we got to turn it. You got to turn the lemons into lemonade somehow. You know, it's like the first people who started making masks, you know, and started selling them, you know, or, you know, any other, you know, PPE items. Find a way to adapt. If you're IT, well, great. Hopefully you've been doing well. And if you haven't, then that means you haven't embraced the right services to sell. And that means you need to step up your game with VPNs, with remote access, with there's so many things. I'm going to give you a great example. Instant House Call. They have sub accounts. You can resell them and make money. There you go. You know, something as simple as that and getting everybody remote. So I found a couple revenue streams that I didn't have before, or they weren't taken off. Now they were. There's lots of things that you can do. Maybe take some of the shows that I've done here, or shows that you could, shows like from Tech Vets, where we always give ideas on what you can do. Another example is having services to just tune up systems, because everybody's working from home and banging away at it. You know, if you are in or close to the IT industry and computers, you have to be finding a way to adapt to this. And I feel like I've lived my whole life for this year. It's still depressing. I don't like, you know, everything that's been happening and, you know, everybody that's been impacted by it. I'm just grateful that my immediate family has been pandemic proof with their employment. And that's been just sheer luck, you know, and been very good. And like my oldest son working for me, I don't know if I would have been able to handle it if I didn't have someone working for me like that. So think about everything, and hopefully everybody, you know, hopefully you'll stay safe and be able to prosper more in 2021. Let's get through this and move on, and hopefully look back at this and just say, wow, you know, look what we went through, you know, for 2020, and we made it through. So that's it. I hope everybody has a great holiday, and I will see you back here next week on hopefully a regular basis. I love broadcasting from here. I love working from here because I set this all up from scratch. So I set it up to be very efficient, and it's working, and I'm happy, and that's what's very important, and that's what you got to try to do as much as you can to be happy with what you're doing, because it's going to make it better as you go through. All right. That's it. I will see everybody next week. And everybody who's here, hopefully you hang in for the New Year's Eve post show. Bye-bye, everybody.
You've been listening to The Mike Tech Show, a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. Please visit techpodcast.com.